Well, you'll be pleased to know that free libraries opened in this country in 1884. That's 102 years that we can, that the libraries have been free, so to speak. A great idea, great idea. And you'll also be delighted to know that tomorrow is October the 1st. Yes, yes, I said that already. And in the United States, October 1st and May 1st are the most popular days for moving into new houses. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Well, perhaps then if you do move into your new house tomorrow, you might meet this chap. He's called the landlord.
Sleep in my lonely room, lightning.
is produced by Pat Dempsey, with Pat Dempsey on keyboards, Shay Fitz on guitar, and vocals there by Benny White. That is called The Landlord, and it's available on Lodge Records. If you want to hear more about the group, then call to Lodge Records Ireland, or indeed you can phone them at 850-8501, and it's published by Aquarian Music, 1986 Aquarian Music. Some of the few records at the moment that actually have the lyrics on the sleeve of the record, and they're very interesting lyrics actually. I was trying to read them while the song was playing. The chorus goes, "Landlord, oh landlord, king of the heavenly dance, why did you have to pick on me? Landlord, oh landlord, please, just one more chance. I promise you, I'll make it up to you. I beg you, set me free." And then I opened my eyes and realized the world was still the same. I knew a thief in the night had taken flight in the early morning rain. Very, very mystical lyrics indeed. Very, very cool. Well, sometimes things happen that have been prophesied, not necessarily by the great names such as Nostradamus or Columbus, but by little known people. For instance, 14 years before the Titanic sailed on an April day in 1912 on her maiden voyage from Southampton to New York, a novel was published called Futility, and it was about an unsinkable and glamorous Atlantic liner, the largest in the world, like the Titanic. The fictional vessel was triple screw and could make 24 to 25 knots, like the Titanic. At 800 feet, it was a little shorter than the Titanic, but at 70,000 tons, its displacement was 1,000 tons greater. Like the Titanic, its passenger list was the creme de la creme, and of course, there wasn't enough lifeboats. On a cold April night, the fictional, unsinkable vessel strikes an iceberg and glides to the bottom of the Atlantic. The name of this liner in the story by Morgan Robinson, the Titan.
Maggie May, you DJ.
From a Titan from the Atlantic, we'll go to a Titan in Irish folk music. Here is Jim McCann, and I'm going to dedicate it to all the ladies in the fog up here, or up there in Sconce. Greetings to you all from Ellen Brophy and Richard in Forest View. And I also want to include Mr. and Mrs. Farrell of St. John's Square, Portlaoise, who are 37 years married today. I think this is my second dedication for them today. Anyway, it comes in from all her friends, I suppose that's Mrs. Farrell, all her friends in the GAA Club. And they are all great waltzing competition fans, and so also is Mrs. Farrell. I think I read that out correctly. I hope I did. For you all, that absolutely beautiful song doing the rounds quite well at the moment for Jim McCann. Great.
About these past few weeks,
Finding the right used car, Leash Motorsport Leisure can help you. We have a beautiful selection of one and two owner used cars at sensible prices. We give excellent trade-in allowances on all makes of cars. After sales service is second to none, and when you consider the low, low finance rates, it makes better sense to buy your car at Leash Motorsport Leisure. In stock at present, we have a good choice of Fiat 131s and Fiat Ritmos from 1979 to 1984. Also available, a 1983 Ducato van, an 82 Fiat Fiorina van, a 79 Renault 5 TL, a 1981 Datsun Sunny, or a 1984 Fiat Uno 55. You won't get a better bargain in used cars than at Leash Motors, Dublin Road, Port Leash. Call in or telephone Leash Motors at 21392. If you'd like to learn to drive or you're going for your driving test, then you should avail of expert tuition with Jimmy O'Sullivan School of Motoring, 45 Ballad, Stradbally Road, Port Leash, ex-Army instructor. Jimmy O'Sullivan School, the school with the fantastic results. Pre-test specialist, expert tuition guaranteed. Beginners are specially catered for, and lessons can be given in dual-controlled or your own car. For appointment, call to Jimmy O'Sullivan, 45 Ballad, Stradbally Road, Port Leash, or telephone Jimmy O'Sullivan at 0502-21839-21839.
Still on the subject of watery stories, the sinking in 1912 of the Titanic with the loss of 1,513 lives is not, as most people seem to believe, the greatest sea disaster of all time. Far from it. It was dwarfed by the sinking 33 years later in 1945 of the German vessel Wilhelm Gustloff, which was torpedoed in the Baltic Sea by the Russian submarine S-13. Close to 8,000 people drowned, most of them women and children. That is more than five times the number of victims that went down with the Titanic. What do you say? Group here called The Colour Field, and this is entitled Thinking of You on LCR, Leash Community Radio, 12.2 kHz, 102 MHz, and 89 MHz.
I guess I kind of thought you know I ought to be thinking of you. But the friendship built on trust, and that's something you never do. Who knows, maybe tomorrow we can share each other's sorrow and compare our graveside manner as we wave our lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. If you decide to change your view, I'm thinking of you. You can walk away from loneliness anytime you choose.
Music indeed from Elsie, or good afternoon to you. I'm with you until 1 o'clock, and the name, by the way, is Maggie May. Don't forget, if you want to write to me for anything at all except money, the address is Elsie or Main Street, Mount Rath. We've been talking about the Titanic and icebergs, and as I said, we all know that an iceberg hit the Titanic, but did you know that the first mention of an iceberg in world literature did not come until 800 AD? An account of the travels of the Irish monk St. Brendan in the North Atlantic 3 centuries before appeared about then and mentioned his having sighted a floating crystal castle. So what else could it have been but an iceberg? Indeed, a rather glittering prize. Glittering prize?
Yeah.
on a clear day or so, say, Simple Minds with their glittering prize, and perhaps on a clear day if you want to go to the Arctic, well, you might see some of the icebergs that form there, because some 16,000 icebergs form in the Arctic each year, and about 90% of them, with about 90% of them forming from glaciers on the west coast of Greenland. They are dangerous only when they drift further south, that is, if they went further than Newfoundland. And on average, about 400 of them do so each year. The record southerly penetration of an iceberg came on June 2nd, 1934, when one was sighted in mid-Atlantic at the latitude of, would you believe, you're not going to believe this, northern Florida, of all places. That's pretty far for an iceberg to travel, I can assure you, all these little stars of the ocean. Well, I wonder would the stars on 45 have put them on record, like they did with Stars Get Ready.
Ooh.
just 2 minutes before 1 o'clock, and I'd like to leave you with a final word on icebergs. Did you know that an iceberg larger than Belgium was observed in the South Pacific in 1956? It was 208 miles long and 60 miles wide, the largest ever seen. And actually, I'd like to leave you today with a quotation about an iceberg. It comes from William Gerhardy, and it's taken from a novel of his called The Polyglot. And if you've ever read the novel, then I'm sure you'll find it in chapter 14. He says, "We are like icebergs in the ocean, one-eighth part conscious and the rest submerged beneath the surface of articulate apprehension." Big words for you this afternoon, Leash Community Radio. Well, thank you for being with me from 11 until 1. From Anna, myself, a very good afternoon to you. We hope to be back with you on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Now I leave you in the very safe arms of our resident DJ here at LCR, Wimbleby. Wimbleby will take you through to God knows when. Wimbleby, of course, loves to play. I just heard something from Wimbleby here now.
Yeah,
okay. He's just come down from the roof, actually, where he's been all morning. And he has a little word. Are you sure this is correct, Wimbledon?
Okay.
He said it. I mean, Wimbledon says that horseflies bite more when rain is coming. I don't understand it.
Goodbye.